Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC South Fast Break Show. We're coming on a little late due to a little phone problem, but we're going to have a show tonight, and we're glad you're joining us. I am Greg Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. So, because we're late tonight, and nobody's fault, just something that happens occasionally, I'm bringing both of these guys on at the same time, Trevor Hopp and Bruce Jovka. How are you doing tonight, both of you? Say hello to each other. I know you guys are arch enemies, so I know you're good friends. So glad to have you on together.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. How about you, Trevor? You there?
Hey, I'm there. Happy to be on with you guys, even if it is a couple minutes late. But, yeah, I'm here.
And I apologize for that, a little technical difficulty. My fault, but well, it isn't my fault, but I'll take the blame. I'll take the bullet. Do basketball players, Trevor and Bruce, ever take the blame for anything?
You know, the good ones do. They take accept criticism and own up to their own mistakes, but it's pretty nice of you being a former referee that you're taking the blame here. It usually doesn't happen like that. That's good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I went to the Jim Appleby School of Listening to Coaches.
Nice. There you go.
Trevor, should basketball players take a little bit more responsibility and take the blame? And I'm not talking about your own players in general.
No, I think what Coach just said there is true. I think the ones that are mature and responsible and care enough do that. And there are some out there that are still learning and maybe do want to blame some other people. So it's our job to help them with that too. That's one of the things maybe we can help them with.
They're a great point. Okay, you guys are on together. You know, and I like to do this from time to time. Tonight's very appropriate. Trevor, what's your question for Bruce? And, of course, Bruce Jovka is the head men's coach at Lake Community College, and Trevor Hopp is the head coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. Both great people, do a great job, and been on this program from day one. Fire away. Who wants to ask the first question?
I'll go first.
Okay, great.
Coach Hopp, what are you reading a book right now, and what is the book that you are reading?
I right now at this time, I am reading a book. It's really good. It's Angela Duckworth's book called Grit. And
okay,
you know, she's become almost famous in the coaching world. Pete Carroll's made her kind of famous in that he's kind of studied her and talked about her, and they've done a couple interviews together and things like that. So. You know, it's really applicable to teaching and coaching and parenting, and there's a lot of good stuff in there, and I'm not really enjoying it and almost done, and when I get it done, I'll pass it on to you.
Yeah, that sounds like an interesting book. I've heard good things.
Yeah, it's good.
All
I'm enjoying it.
Your turn to get back.
I want to hear you. It sounded like an amazing trip, and you guys ended up with a great record over there in China. I'd like to hear more about the experience, or maybe just talk about one of the best games you guys had. Give me some more on some of the games and who you played and things about the trip to China.
Yeah, it was an interesting trip. We took a group of Americans that all had played 4 years already, and for the most part, I think except for two out of the 11 have already played in a professional setting, be it the NBDL or overseas, that kind of thing. So it was cool to coach older guys, but we had one practice before our first game, and like the China team, they had been practicing for probably about a month for this tournament as a team, and the same with Lithuania, and we had three really good games against Lithuania. The first city they beat us; it was a close game. The second city we beat them, they beat us again in overtime. It was a barn burner. And then probably my favorite game was we played them a third time in a really big brand new arena, and we beat them the third time. So I think the best competition, best games were against Lithuania. So that was a pretty fun thing to play them and beat them. So
very good. We're talking with Bruce Chavka and Trevor Hoff together because we came on a little bit late today. Bruce, you correct me if I'm wrong because I'm old and my memory fails at times. Did you not say last year you and this is fine because you're very candid. You don't exactly enjoy coaching against Coach Hoff because of him being a great friend, or was that you, Trevor, that said that about Bruce?
You know, it was. I think it was me probably. I know that was my answer. Always been when people ask me that. I mean, Coach Hop and I, we talk pretty much every day kind of thing about basketball and about life and, hey, did you see this? What happened? Craig Robinson got a new job today with the Milwaukee Bucks, and we talked about that this morning and just stuff like that. And he's sort of turned out to be a mentor of mine, sort of a big brother to help me out, you know, on and off the court. And it is a pain in the ass to play against him because his team's well coached and, you know, he's a wily veteran kind of guy, but it's sort of early on, it was a little weird, but now it's pretty much, you know, 30 minutes after the game, we're texting each other up, that kind of thing. But, you know, the first probably 4 or 5 years, it was tough playing against him, but it's gotten a lot easier. But you never want to play against and compete against somebody that, you know, you think highly of, that kind of thing, you're good friends with. So it's sometimes can be a lot harder than most, but you know, it is what it is. So it's good stuff.
Your comments on that, Trevor, as we take both of you out tonight, and thanks for being cooperative and staying on there through our technical difficulty.
No problem. And you know what? Everything he said is true. And then I'll add on there that, It has. It's gotten better, and we both want to win, and all that good stuff. But I also know that it's also good to play against guys you respect and you know they're good guys. And we're always going to be disappointed when one of us loses, but the other one's going to be happy, and we can be happy for them. It has. It's grown over the years, and it is a little awkward and uncomfortable, but we get through it, and it's fun. And you know, like you said, we got such a relationship that we're talking about not just basketball but everything, and I think that's pretty cool.
Very good. Hey, thanks to both of you for being good sports tonight and sticking with our technical difficulty coming on together, and we'll talk to you again when things I know will be correct next week.
Thanks. Have a good week.
You betcha. That's Bruce Chavka and that's Trevor Hoff. Thank you, Trevor, very much. And Trevor Hoff, the head men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. And Bruce Chavka, the head men's coach at Lane Community College in Eugene, Oregon. And Southwestern Oregon Community College is in beautiful Coos Bay, Oregon, as well as Eugene is beautiful as well. Now, another beautiful place is Portland Community College, and let's swing up to Tony Broaddus, who is a regular part of this program and has been from day one. Tony, how you doing tonight? Nice to talk to you.
Hey, I'm doing good, Greg. Good, doing good. Thanks for having me on.
You betcha. Anytime. Hey, Tony, I got to ask you, is there ever anybody that you really didn't want to coach against because they were such a great friend? Would you like to coach against your brother, who's a highly successful coach, and maybe you have?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Greg, and as soon as I heard you ask that, it took me back to years ago when I was the head varsity coach at Roosevelt, and my brother was the head varsity coach at Park Rose. So we matched up 2 years in a row. We matched up in the preseason. And it was a lot of fun. It was fun for our parents because they'd come and my dad would have a shirt that'd be half green and half black with words. And we had a lot of fun with it. But what me and him both realized, Greg, right early on is that neither one of us could afford the loss right at that time of the year. And especially because we were building programs. You know, when you've got an established program, you can play games and who cares if you win or lose. But when you're trying to build a program, neither one of us wanted to give each other a loss early on in the year to our programs at the time, so we stopped playing those games.
Very interesting. I love that story. Hey, Tony, you won a state championship at Grant. You won an NWAC state championship. You just mentioned coaching at Roosevelt. Roosevelt is an interesting study in sports. There's a lot of talented athletes there. It appears to me there's not the depth. And I would imagine by all kinds of circumstances, maybe at Roosevelt compared to Grant, there isn't always the great parent participation. Fair or unfair comment?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a fair comment and very truthful comment in the fact that, you know, when I was at Roosevelt for 10 years. I did the JV for 6 and varsity for 4, and parent participation was not great, I'll be honest with you. And it really showed up in summer league situations where you need help getting kids out to games, and you're playing in the border tournament in Longview, and you've got to get guys there. You know, that it kind of was a struggle. But I'll tell you what, when I got over to Grant, you didn't have those issues. But on the other hand, you had the issues of the parents that think they know so much. They're so involved, and they've been helping their kids and transportation and stuff for years. Now they think they know more than the coach, and they're backstabbing you, and it was brutal. I'm not going to lie to you one bit. So I don't. You got to like the fact that if you had to choose one or the other, you got to choose the fact that parents are involved in helping, but there's a fine line. I'm here to tell you there's a fine line.
And then you move over, Tony, from Grant to Portland Community College, where you have a really good fan base there. It's fun to watch games there. I enjoy going there. And you've got very knowledgeable fans.
Yeah, they are, and they're a lot of fun. That's one thing, and I was told by some veteran coaches, college coaches, that when you start coaching college, whether it's junior college or higher level, you know, parents have to back up. You know, you love the fact that they're supportive of their kid, but they're grown men now. I don't need you calling me or sending me emails. I've got the best interest of your son at heart, and we'll work with it. So it makes for a better situation in terms of being able to coach and produce, I think, positive results, and I'm enjoying it big time.
And, Tony, when you move up from high school to college, is it easier to install defenses and offenses, or is it about the same? I've always think in college – you know, in high school, maybe you get a few second chances, but in college, they're there, but they're not there like the opportunities in high school, so people really seem to be studious in college.
Yeah, I would think so. And, you know, the fact that you've got a kid who's most likely played for a couple of different coaches, whether it was on his JV team or a freshman, then to the varsity at his high school. So they've been taught some things, and they've learned how you have to be still and listen to the coach and learn the sets. And so they've got some experience with it, whereas high school, you never know what they were doing at the middle school level. So it could be their very first time being taught something. At the junior college level, it's a lot easier to teach. But you also have a wide variety of kids and different learning styles, and it can be challenging as well.
Tony, in conclusion, you've always brought in some talented teams to play in the preseason since you've been at Port. Are you doing that again this year? I think I saw that, but maybe I looked at the schedule wrong, what the schedule that was up. But are you bringing in some talented opponents there in the preseason?
Yes, we are indeed. I'm glad you asked that. We're opening the season with we're calling it the Battle of the Northwest. We've got North Idaho, who was typically, or at least last year, was the best team in best junior college in Idaho. We've got Snow College out of Utah, who's always in the schools in Utah. We've got Green River out of Seattle, Washington, who's supposed to be loaded this year with a couple of D1 prospects. And you've got the Portland Panthers, four teams, and we're starting the season. This is the very first time you can play legitimate games, and we're coming with that kind of a powerhouse matchup. So, yeah, we'll talk more about it, but we want folks to be there and see two big nationally ranked junior college teams against two locals teams that feel like we can compete.
Oh, yeah, we'll pack the gym for that one. We'll hit it so hard, we'll pack the gym. Hey, Tony, great job tonight. Thanks for being on for usual, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
All right, take care.
That's Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach of Portland Community College. Now, a person that's joined our program on a regular basis, Brian Stamm, the outstanding associate head coach at Clackamas Community College. Brian, how are you tonight?
Greg, I'm doing great. I'm coming to you live from South Lake Tahoe, California, where I'm down visiting my parents for a week.
Well, please tell them hello, and what a great spot. Gets a lot of publicity down there, but obviously it's a great spot to live permanently, I think.
I really enjoyed growing up there. You know, I got a little tired of the snow, so that's what drove me to Oregon, where I deal with the rain instead. But I love Tahoe, and I got to get back every summer because it's so beautiful.
Brian, we were talking with Tony there about putting people in the seats at Portland Community College. They do a good job there, and you've had some tremendous crowds at Clackamas in the last two or three years, and it really adds a lot to the game of basketball.
It really does. You know, it's always better to play in front of a packed crowd and have the enthusiasm of a good crowd behind you. We've been really lucky the last couple years to get a lot of our other student athletes out to our games. We have 11 sports at Clackamas, and we've been really lucky to get a lot of those other athletes to come out to our games, and in return we try and get out to their games and show support and cheer them on as they do for us.
Yeah, very good. You're right. And it's really, I mean, a lot of the successful programs on any level, grade school, high school, college, pros, people do cheer for each other. And it's especially important in high school and college if you have a cohesive athletic department, which you have at Clackamas Community College.
Absolutely. And we feel very lucky in our situation, you know, to have the right people in charge in our department, and then support from the administration in the school as well is behind our programs and really values athletics and what they can bring to the college and to the kids.
Brian, you're very familiar. You've worked in the equipment field as well as coach basketball. You're going to be big-time coach. Tell us a little bit about what's with the excitement with young kids of the uniforms and shoes. You could probably speak to that issue better than anyone. I get that question often. It doesn't make me an old fogey, but I can't answer the question.
Well, you know, the thing is everybody loves gear. And to have the new and exciting and the bright colors, and everybody gets attracted to that. You know, I as a manager at University of Oregon, I was exposed to it firsthand as we were really kind of coming to age. We started off, my first year was the first year we ever had three colors of uniforms at Oregon in 2003. And now they probably have 15 different basketball uniforms that they cycle through during the season. And, you know, it's something that the kids get excited about because it's something different. It's something cool. And one of the things that we do at Clackamas is we try and give our kids some good swag, as they like to call it, and, you know, let them pick some things that they would really like to wear. And we talked a little bit last week about budgets and how we make that work. And we do a fundraising for all of our gear. And so that's one thing that gets them excited about doing the fundraising is they get to pick out what kind of cool stuff they get with that money.
You know, you do a great job with that. All the teams do with taking care of their players and the uniforms and all that. But the bottom line, it doesn't win you any extra games, right? But it gets everybody excited.
Yep, you're right. You know, if you got maybe something, special, it might add for a couple points here or there. But at the end of the day, it really doesn't make the difference. It's all about, you know, getting the kids excited to do it, and then they got to handle the other end of bringing the effort and the energy and playing hard to get the win.
Hey, Brian, in conclusion tonight, got about a minute left. What's something that all basketball players should be working on right now, and what do you want your Clackamas Cougar players to be working on right now when you can't really coach them, you know, that much as you will be when the practice officially starts? But what should a player be working on? What's the advice you'd give?
I think skill development is the number one thing that needs to be worked on just in general in basketball, and that's what I've kind of tailored my coaching specialty to be. Is I love to get guys in the gym and work with them and show them things that they can do on their own to continue evolving their game. And one of the biggest parts of, obviously, skill development in the game of basketball is shooting. And you have to be able to shoot the ball to put points on the board. And so, you know, my head coach, Cliff Wagner, says as a young coach, he was told to pick something he thought was important. He picked shooting. And that's something we really focus on, that we always believe that no matter what a kid's age is, they can change their shot, they can get better form, and with repetition they can become better shooters if they put the time and the effort into it. So I think that's the biggest thing, developing all your skills, but especially shooting.
Very good, Brian. Love having you on the program. We'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Thanks, Greg. Have a great week.
You betcha. You too. That's Brian Stam, the head men's coach at Clackamas Community College. Well, actually, the associate coach, Cliff Wagner would slap me there, the associate head coach at Clackamas Community College does a great job there working with Cliff Wagner. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back. We'll do this program each Monday night at 9:30 Pacific time. Can't listen live? Go to www.blogtalkradio.com and punch in the NWAC South Fast Break Show. You get every single show we've ever done. Good night, everyone, and don't forget to make all your free throws.